Send Pippa a voice note now on 072-567-1567.
Right, a story reaching its conclusion in court today. The tragic story of the death of Stellenbosch University graduate Carl Skoombi. As you will have heard in the news bulletin at 1 o'clock, two men have today been sentenced to life in prison for his murder. They are Brent Henry and Juan Jacobs. Learned their fate in the Western Cape High Court a little while ago when Judge Robert Henny sentenced them to life behind bars. You may recall the story behind this trial. Carl Skoombi had been out at Tiger Tiger nightclub in Claremont in November 2015. He was followed home. An Uber taxi that he and his three friends were traveling in was blocked off in a cul-de-sac, and he was attacked, admitted to a hospital in a coma, and died several days later. And in handing down his judgment, Judge Henny said he found that both of the accused had failed to show remorse for what he described as a cowardly and a very brutal attack. I'm joined on the line now by Lee Skoombi, who is the brother of the late Carl Skoombi. Lee, we appreciate your making time to chat to us today on what must be a very emotional day for your family. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thanks for having me on air.
Lee, without wanting to dwell too much on the night of the incident, just maybe talk us through what your family went through at the time of the attack. When did you first learn about what had happened to your brother?
It was on the morning of the 21st, Saturday morning, that my sister had received a message on Facebook, just letting us know that my brother had been in an assault and that he is at the hospital in quite a serious condition. We weren't aware of the seriousness of his state. Mm. I then rushed through to Grooteskier. I was expecting, you know, a couple of broken teeth, maybe a little concussion, and that he'd be fine. He'll be chatting and explaining to me what happened. It wasn't the case. He was pretty much unrecognizable. And, right there and then when I swam, I knew that, this was going to be a very serious matter. Mm. But at the time, we had every hope in the world, myself, my family, all our friends, that he would pull through and, have no serious long-term injuries, and that it might take a while to gain his full strength. We just kept hope all the time that he'd be fine. And, 4 days later, he had passed away.
We are so sorry for that loss, Lee. I mean, the impact on your family obviously must have been devastating, particularly so given the lack of clarity about what had actually happened and what had triggered the attack on him. I mean, we've heard in court the statement that there was a misunderstanding about an incident in the club earlier in the night. Obviously, nothing justifies what happened to your brother. Have you ever been able to piece together the actual detail of how that mistake happened?
Yes, absolutely. Immediately after the incident, I'd looked into it, asking questions and diving deep into who was involved. So what had happened is there was an altercation in the club on that evening. My brother and his friends were oblivious to this. They had no idea there was a fight. So there were two other guys, and then the two suspects that were in the fight. They were both, all four were escorted out the club. And once they got to the front door, and on the footage you can see is the extent of their violence that they showed towards the other two guys. The manager of Tiger and the bouncers escorted them through the back exit of Tiger to get safely into Uber to get them away, because they realized the two guys were extremely aggressive and they were worried for their safety. Mm. And a couple of minutes later, my brother, along with his friend and his sister and her friend, they left for home. They were on their way home with no idea that there was any incident. And what happened is when they got into the Uber, the two, Joanne Jacobs and Brent Henry, were waiting in a car. And they had then mistaken and said that those were the two guys that were causing the trouble. And, they chased them down. They pleaded with them eventually that it wasn't them, they weren't involved, they wouldn't listen. I mean, they were obviously in some sort of extreme rage, I don't know what, you know, and just would not listen, and obviously targeted my brother, and beat him to death.
Lee, at least you have from the trial the best outcome you could have hoped for in terms of the severity of the sentencing, both of those suspects being handed life sentences this morning. Mm-hmm. How does your family feel about that ruling? Do you feel that justice has been served?
Look, I don't. It's just difficult to answer that. But yes, to where justice can be served, to the extent of our law, it has been served. I have no doubt that they would receive the full you know, punishment of life. Obviously, there were lots of questions as from friends and family whether they would receive it. I felt confident that they would. But then again, you know, it doesn't bring my brother back. But it's also a very it's a comforting feeling knowing that both of them will probably not see outside of the prison again, and there's no chance of them harming and, you know, destroying other people's lives and families. Mm. I haven't had the opportunity to see my mother yet. I've spoken to my dad, and you know, it's justice has been served, but it's been 18 months of an adrenaline rush to this point, and. It's bittersweet.